She turned to me and asked, "Is that him?"
"Of course it is," I said. "That's Johnny Pascoe. Don't you know him?"
"I was only 2 when he deserted us," she said. "I don't remember him."
"Didn't you ever meet him when you grew up?"
She shook her head. "We lived in Gardena, Los Angeles. That's where I was brought up. Ma went there for the movies, and then when her contract ended, she kept a rooming house. That was after she divorced my stepfather."
She paused, and then she indicated the photograph.
"He lived in England between the wars."
"You've never met him at all?"
"I flew by Oscan once from Vancouver to Sydney," she said, "coming back from England about 3 years ago. He was the pilot from Honolulu to Nandi in Fiji. They change crews there or something."
"Did you make yourself known to him?" I asked. She laughed shortly.
"I wouldn't demean myself. Dennis thought I ought to say something, but I said better not. All I'd have had to say would have been that he deserted my mother, her and me, and we'd got on very well without him." She paused. "But it was interesting to see him. I saw him once again upon a newsreel, too, opening the airline from some place to another."
I made another effort to unstick her so that I could go to bed. "Well, there it is," I said. "He's kept those photos 40 years. Her lips curled a little.
"Evidence of a conquest." She glanced around the room. "He's got quite a few others to keep her company. Evidence of other conquests, I suppose."
She was looking over to the photograph of Brenda Marshall, standing by the moth in her white overall, with her smile and her short curly hair.
I disliked this woman very much, her attitude, her cynicism, her whole way of looking at things. I didn't like any part of her, and she was keeping me out of bed.
"He's over 60 years old, I said. "If he likes to keep photographs of women who've been kind to him all through his life, that's nothing to do with us. We've no right to be in this house anyway. But I've got to use it, because I've got to get some sleep. I'll have to ask you to go away now and leave me to it."
She asked, "Can I use your telephone to call a taxi?"
I glanced out of the window. Momentarily the rain had stopped, but the clouds were still scudding low before a high wind. "It's not raining now," I said. "You can walk it into town in 10 minutes.
She flushed angrily. "All right, I'll go and leave you to sleep. When you wake up, you'd better think of going back to the mainland. I don't suppose any of the doctors here will want to fly with you."